Port were just too good for the Crows in the end. Robbie Gray was outstanding, and our next guest was equally as good, their skipper, Travis Boak. Boakey, thanks for your time.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great win. Well played. Are you in your car?
I am in my car.
Are you in the car? Is it raining where you are? Can you smell smoke out there or anything?
No smoke.
Okay, we've had a few...
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah. No, beautifully, Boakey, and we're glad we can hear. But, mate, well done. Great win and well played by the team. All played well.
No, thanks, mate. Yeah, it was. It was... It was probably a bit patchy, I think, the footy we did play. Certainly in that second quarter, we were pretty disappointed with. I think the inside 50 count really showed the sort of footy we were playing. We were sort of just holding on in that sort of period of footy, but... Certainly, we had some guys that really stood up, and I thought in the end we really fought it out.
Hey, are you really aware of the lopsidedness? When you're out on the ground, I played a long time ago, but sometimes you don't realise how one-sided it is. You're just worried about holding up. How did you feel out there in the second quarter?
Yeah, you certainly do feel it, Bix. I think there's certainly going to be momentum swings in games, and we've spoken about that over the last couple of years as a leadership group that. We need to, be able to contain that. And, fortunately enough, the Crows weren't able to kick straight at that stage. But, look, it was probably pretty similar to Hawthorn the week before. Just the amount of inside 50s we can't allow, week in, week out, because eventually teams are going to score against us. But, look, we were lucky enough to have our back six stand up really well again. And, look, we'll probably look at the tape and review how they got those inside 50s, whether they're repeat inside 50s, and we need to work on our ball movement from there a little bit more. But certainly you do feel it in games, and you've got to try and hold stead for as long as you can and then get that momentum back in your favour.
Well, Ken described the last 2 weeks, the 150 inside 50s against, as unsustainable footy. So what is the answer? How do you fix it? Is it about clearance or what?
Yeah, certainly I think clearance is a part of it. I think, we lost by about 13 or 14 in that area, and certainly... we know that the Crows pride themselves on ground ball gets and contest the ball, and we were losing that battle and certainly in that quarter by a fair bit. So that's one area of it. And then, as I said, it's probably looking at it and seeing how we're moving the ball outside of defensive 50 for that period of time where we just giving it back to them so they could get a repeat into 50. So there's just little things I think we need to look at. I don't think it's too much, but certainly we can't allow that many inside 50s again, because it will come back and bite us.
You mentioned you're on the wrong side of the clearance numbers. One thing that would have pleased you is your effectiveness from them. I think you end up scoring 8 goals, 3 to 6, 4. So whilst you had 13 less, the effectiveness and your ability to get some really clean stoppage ball enabled you to score pretty well from them.
Yeah, certainly. I think over the last couple of weeks we've been able to score really well from our stoppages. And that, I think that comes down to the work that Matty Lobie and Paddy have been able to do in there. They've worked so well. I think it's a second game now for them together, and it's a great little combo they've got. And certainly as midfielders, we love roving to them because they're fantastic. Both bring so much and probably different aspects to their ruck work. I think Matty's a fighter and really grinds his ruckman down, and his second efforts are fantastic. And then you got Paddy, who's just class with his tap work. So it's great having that combo, and certainly it helps having Robbie Gray in there getting 11 clearances or something out, and Ebo was in fantastic form as well. So it's great to have those sort of guys at ground level, working to two great ruckmen.
Yeah, and then your coaching staff, Fossey, I think, is your midfield manager. You've got Joshy Carr. I do notice when I have the goggles on, he does most of the talking during the breaks. He's probably not getting enough credit, old Jay Carr, my old mate. He's doing a good job with you boys.
No, he certainly has, and he's been with our group for, I think it was four or five years in the midfield now, and he coaches just like he played. He's tough and hard, so that's exactly how we want. And he's formed a great relationship with Vossi, and he's the same. He coaches just how he played, and two great midfielders to learn off for our group is, it's been fantastic.
Really interested. You've played Sydney, Freo and Hawthorn, so three of the real jet sides in the competition, and certainly Sydney and Freo are known for the enormous pressure they put on. How did the pressure that Adelaide put on rate against those two top sides?
Yeah, look, it certainly stood up, with those two good sides. We knew that Adelaide will bring a huge amount of pressure, and showdowns are always the same, but I think Phil's got them playing some really good footy, and certainly that pressure footy that that, you know, they certainly want to play was right up there. And, you know, we were forced into a lot of handballs at stages, and that was from their press. So certainly we're put under a lot of pressure and probably coughed up a few balls that we didn't want to because of their pressure. So certainly I think they're up there with some of the best sides in that area.
How much have they copied? Bokey, you were out there. Are they using the same terminology as you guys? Well, that's the big debate.
There was probably a little bit of talk about that during the week, wasn't there, from Kane, and he mentioned that in the NAB Challenge we heard a few things that we'd probably used before, but there wasn't actually too much of it on the weekend, so I don't know if they've changed a little bit of it or changed the name of it. Certainly, I think, you know, Phil brought a lot to our group when he was there, and you know, we'll take a lot of it to the Crows. We know that, but certainly he'll have his own style of play and coaching as well. So there was probably a little bit there, but I think there's a little bit different too. So.
We had a cheeky text message come through that said it was from a Port supporter thanking Phil Walsh for a little bit of extra coaching he gave to Kane. He said, told Kane just to concentrate on playing footy.
And he did.
And he did, and he played very well.
Hey, he certainly did that.
Yeah, he was fantastic. What about, you had some midfielders yourself, had over 30 possessions along with Ebert and Gray. Were you surprised that you didn't get a little bit more closer attention?
Probably not. I guess I know Phil, and you know, being you know, the midfield coach at our group last year, and he you know, that's sort of the way he goes. He loves to back his players in, and certainly sort of go head to head. But I wasn't too surprised. I didn't have a heap of close attention, but it was a good battle. I think, you know, with Scotty Thompson in there, with Paddy in there, and Sloaney as well, it was a great battle going head to head. And unfortunately, in the end, we come out on top and with the 4 points, but certainly I think our midfield group, certainly in terms of clearances and contested ball, we probably didn't do as well as we liked.
Port skipper Travis Boke, our guest for Harvey Norman Factory Outlet. Have you felt in the last couple of weeks the team's run is back and your form's been building, Boke?
Yeah, it certainly feels that way. I think, you know, all our GPS numbers and data that the Burgeau does take is, you know, been heading in the right direction. But certainly on the weekend, I felt we were running on top of the ground a lot more. And look, we've had some really tough games over the first few weeks and really contested games. So there's going to be periods of the game that we're going to be, you know, battling along. But certainly I felt on the weekend that, you know, our running was certainly back to our best. And we've had some players in some terrific form. But it's become a whole team effort, I think, over the last few weeks.
I reckon the team's form's pretty much mirrored yours. At the start, I thought the team looked a bit flat. Now, that might be a bit critical, and so with you. Not that I think you looked banged up, but you weren't getting up and down the ground with that elite speed like you have. The last 2 weeks you have. Were you sore at the start of the year? Have your groins been okay or a trouble to you? How has your body been, Bokey?
I'm just getting old, mate, so I'll have a few weeks, so I'm getting a bit tired. I've certainly had a tougher start to the year, and personally, I think, you know, my form's sort of been building a little bit, but certainly, you know, my main focus is just trying to captain the side as best I can, lead the side as best I can, and, you know, that's probably sort of all I've focused on, and try not to worry too much about, you know, if I'm getting a kick and these sort of things. And, so the results will sort of come and hopefully get a kick along the way. But certainly I think our leadership group has really stood up the last few weeks, and that's sort of helped everyone.
Now, Trav, you made a fleeting mention of the defenders. Now, we know that the midfielders, they like to claim all the prizes and all the glamour and glitz, but your defence has been outstanding. Bobby Carlisle's taken some big names. He's played on Tippett, Waite, Roughhead, Walker, and done outstandingly well. You've had Jasper Pittard, you've had Broadbent, Homps. They have been absolutely fantastic for you.
Yeah, look, they have. They've been outstanding, and, you know, they're a great back six, and you know, we've got so much trust in them. And as you can see, I mean, we've had a lot of inside 50s over the last couple of weeks, and they've stood so strong. And you know, led by Tommy Jonas, who's a leader down there. Jacko is a leader down there, but certainly you know, guys like Homshi and Jasper and Brody and these sort of guys have just gone to another level. And you know, we've got a great mix of talls and smalls down there. And certainly you could probably throw Jarman in there as well, who's missed the last couple of weeks, who would have played on, you know, probably would have played on Eddie and these sort of small forwards. He's gone to another level as well. So it's great to have those sort of guys down there. And you know that when the ball gets kicked in, they're going to make a contest, they're going to win their battles, but also they're going to rebound the ball, you know, brave and really take the game on. So it's great as midfielders, and we try and help them out as much as we can, you know, with the pressure up the ground. But it's great knowing that, you know, they're going to get the job done down there.
Boakey, you sit 3-2. You've played last year's top four plus the showdown, which is fantastic. It's been a tough start. Would you take that? You think that's a fair indication where the team's at, 3-2?
Yeah, certainly. I think, you know, after a 0-2 start, to get the next three was a great result. But we know that it's been a big, you know, 4 or 5 weeks for us. And I think really battle hardened, I think, is the term. I think, you know, we've played some finals-like games, really, against really quality opposition. And, you know, I think we're still not quite exactly where we want to be. You know, I think we've played some really good footy for patches in games. We saw, last week we played 3 quarters and let ourselves down in the last. And on the weekend, we didn't play really good footy in the second quarter. So there's certainly a lot we need to improve on. And we're not where we want to be if we want to beat the best side. So, look, 3-2 is a great result after being 0-2. But certainly we've got so much more work to do. And again, it's another test against West Coast, who had a big win on the weekend.
Of those four teams, did one of them stand out that impressed you more than the other?
Oh, look, I think certainly, you know, Freo are probably the informed side at the moment. I think you look back and, you know, we lost the game by 7 points over there, and it was a great contest. And you look, they're playing, you know, they haven't lost the game yet and playing some really, really good footy. So, look, they're one that really stands out. And obviously Sydney played some really quality footy against us too. But, look, they're all, you know, great sides. And, again, Adelaide are going to be right up there as well. So, you know, 4 or 5 sides that are going to be right in the mix of things at the end of the season, I think.
Now, we've heard a little whisper that Ollie Wines might be back a bit earlier. Can you shed any light on that one, Boakey?
The big bull, we're getting stuck to him. He thinks he's tough, so we're trying to get him back as soon as we can. But he'll get tested again this week and soon find out how it actually is. I think he sees the surgeon this week, so he'll probably get a little bit of feedback on where it's at. But hopefully we can get him back in the next week or two, because he's going to be pretty handy.
Not throwing any stones, because I was a sort of bloke that I've had a couple of weeks off. The old fat pinch test would just creep out a tad. How's he keeping? Has he been on the treadmill? Has he been giving it a belt in the old Ollie? Because he's cut from my cloth, I would have thought, Boakey.
Nah, look, you can't get away with anything these days. As soon as you're injured, I think you probably get 1 or 2 days to see a surgeon and sort of heal a little bit, and then you're back into training. So I think himself, Jarman, Impey, Andrew Moore did one of the biggest sessions probably for a fair while on the weekend. So I heard there was a lot of high speed running and a lot of K's on the weekend. So you can't get away with it at all anymore. So he's been working hard, and he'll be right to go when he gets back. He won't put on too many skin folds and too much weight. So he'll be right.
Now, Kane Mitchell was really important. Kicked 2 cracking goals at really important time in the game yesterday. I was a little bit worried for him. He ended up over the fence at one stage. I wasn't sure if he was going to get back or not.
Yeah, I saw the vision of that. The Crows fan wasn't too happy. I think he was just helping him out, trying to get back over the fence in the field of play, wasn't he?
Looked a bit like he threw him back over the fence.
Yeah, threw him back over the fence and told him to get on with the game. But look, he's been great the last couple of weeks, Kane, and we know how much he brings with his run and his effort. And for him to get a couple of great goals and probably clutch goals in the game, it was a great result for him.
Well, I heard that the grandmother whose lap he fell into, she rearranged the top knot. It fell out. So
she
just had to put the lucky band back in there. That's why he was over there for a great deal of time.
Yeah, right. He fixed the hair up as well and tidied that up and put the knot back in the hair, or the bun back in the hair as well.
Now, I know you're a bit of a fashion statement yourself, Boakey, with your shoes, your vests and all that sort of stuff. You're a Joseph Azunku type of guy. We've had Ken on, and he's not a fan of the top knots, the shoelaces and the whatnot. You're the skipper. Where's your influence, Boakey?
Yeah, my stock standard hairdo, it doesn't get it done at the club at the moment. The boys are really loving the buns. Look, I think if they're playing good footy, it's fine. So Jack's
get away
got
with
the long
it.
Hair, he's playing good footy, so it's fine. But as soon as you're not getting the job done, or you're not playing your role, then it's time to get a haircut, I think.
Boakey, look, on behalf of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, I just want to quickly mention this. I know I was with you Friday night. To you and Brody, thanks for presenting that beautiful wish to the ball on Friday night at Adelaide Oval to a lovely Port girl. It was a very special moment. You got your black tie on, and I know you do this behind the scenes and don't want it mentioned, but I want to on behalf of Make-A-Wish. The smile you two put on that beautiful little girl's face to present that wish as a Port supporter was outstanding, Bokey, so well done.
Thanks very much, mate. And certainly, Brody does a fantastic job. He's an ambassador there and invited us along. And it was the least we could do, for the little girl. And certainly she would have been through some tough times. And, I think she wanted to come along to one of our games. And we were able to present it with a Guernsey as well from the boys. So it's going to be great for her, hopefully. I think it's the Essendon game she'll come down to. So It was a fantastic night to be a part of, and hopefully she can enjoy it for a long time.
Yeah, well done. I think it's a game in Melbourne, so she'll fly there with her family. She'll be in the rooms. Yep. Bokey will meet her again. There'll be Ken and everybody. And again, on behalf of Make-A-Wish, Bokey, to you and to Brodie, well done. Just absolutely sensational.
Travis, thanks so much for joining us, mate. Congratulations on the victory. Congratulations on your own form. Last 2 weeks has been absolutely outstanding, and we wish you all the best against West Coast this week.
Thanks very much, boys. Cheers.
Well done. Travis Bokey's an absolute ripper for Harvey Norman Outlets. The big green building at 309 South Road. But, Bix, I'm going to do something right here. First caller through right now on 8223-0055 gets doubles for the Port Eagles game. Bang,
yes.
Just like that.
Cracking.
Go into the draw to be upgraded to the 5AA locker room. Now, this is fast coming, the most important room and the best room in the whole of Adelaide Oval. Because you've got the two-way vision.
On the weekend, there is no better spot.
There is no better spot.
You've got Port warming up one side, yeah, Crows warming up the other side. But look, one or the other would be great, but two was outstanding. But then you get the beautiful seats, you get the nibbles, you get the drinks, you get the car park. See, it's a full bucket, mate.
Yeah. So get to it, 8223-0055. I know Bokey wouldn't have liked me mentioning that because they like to do their charity work behind the scenes, but it was quite beautiful to see Bokey present that to that beautiful child. And the amazing thing with it was is Jodie's sitting there, tears rolling down her face, and she goes, "I want him to marry my daughter." And I said, "Any particular one? We've got two." She said, "I don't care, but if he could have..." And I said, "Well, Jody, get in line," because the whole table said the same thing. 650. He's a dime.
She might have to fly to Darwin, I think, to get on the end of the line. That's where it starts. Port Adelaide are pushing for 60,000 members. They currently sit on 59,630. So if you want to become a member, you can get a three-game membership package for $100 or a nine-game membership for $175. So get behind the team. www.whereportadelaide.com.au and see if you can get that figure up to 60,000 members.